The hotel is no resort. Once, the drover's rest would have overlooked Lake Uwundari. Now it overlooks the wetlands, and a row of black light bug zappers are aligned near the entrance to counter the incoming mosquitoes. It's a working man's pub. The decor unchanged since the lake was filled in, the seats ripped and the carpet threadbare. An island of need in the postcard prosperity of Uwundari, its patrons willing to ignore the shabbiness in return for cut price schooners. The Canal Club and the Drover's Rest are the bookends of Uwundari, the elite and the dregs. But Ivan almost welcomes the pub's atmosphere. The uniform tidiness of the town has been getting under his skin. This feels authentic. The bikers drinking around a pool table certainly appear authentic. There is no sign of toxic McGrath, not the way Eggs described him. Almost 2 metres tall, tats all over his arms, a lazy eye, and a mullet like a doormat. Ivan walks towards the bar, Nell right behind him, one eye on the bikers. There's no need to badge the barmaid. She pegged him the moment he walked through the door. "Not drinking, I'm thinking," she says. "Toxteth McGrath, seen him?" The barmaid smiles. "You gonna arrest him?" "That's the plan." "Be my guest. In the VIP suite," she points, and a smile grows wider. "You just made my day." Ivan and Nell exchange a glance. The VIP lounge, the statewide euphemism for the pokies room. No windows, no clocks, no distraction. Nell smiles encouragingly. "You've got this." He nods, feels grateful for her show of confidence. They enter under a flashing neon sign and past a rubber plant so covered in grime that it can't possibly be real. Ivan feels his heart accelerating. It's also familiar, but seen through clear eyes. The thick carpet to soak up distractions and spilt drinks, the almost soundless air, the closed fog of the space, beer and body odour, old hamburgers and illicit cigarettes, the smell of desperation, and dominating all, the glowing, flashing, mesmeric machines, dancing lights alive, casting their spell amid the gloom. No one looks up as they enter, the player's attention attached, umbilical-like, to the machines. There's an old lady, purse clutched in a talon-like hand, mouth ajar, a little drool escaping. Further along, a fat man perched half on, half off his stool, glasses slipping down to the end of a greasy nose, a forgotten schooner going flat by the side of the machine. And at the end of the row, Toxic McGrath, oblivious to their presence, eyes staring blankly as his finger punches the button again and again and again in a rhythm like a heartbeat, the pace steady regardless of what the machine is showing. Ivan can't move, not for a moment. He's been expecting a fight. He'd come to fell a giant, a man full of spite and anger and bitterness, a latter-day version of his own father. He wasn't expecting this. This hollowed-out spectre, so entranced by the technology, so hypnotised by the lights that he doesn't even sense the police. And in that moment, Ivan sees himself as he must appear when he enters that same trance, when he falls under the same spell. A word enters his mind, irrefutable. Pathetic. He steps forward. The steam has gone out of him, the urge to wreak revenge on this man who has done Eggs and what his own father once did to him. But as he moves, Toxic notices him at last. He turns his head, looks at Ivan, one eye wandering, a sneer spreading across his face. He looks to Nell for a fraction of a second, dismisses her before turning back to Ivan. "The hell do you want? Toxteth McGrath?" The man doesn't answer, just swivels slowly and stands. He's big, a good 15 centimetres taller than Ivan, his shoulders bulging. One hand is bandaged. "You're under arrest," says Ivan, almost gently. "The hell I am." Ivan doesn't reply, just moves close to McGrath, reaching for him. The man explodes into action. Unforeseen and quick, his money has gone into gambling, not alcohol. He hits Ivan, left fist to the guts, right fist following, his bandaged hand no impediment. He keeps moving in with the momentum, charging Ivan, picking him up and hurling him into a wall. Ivan can't believe it, the strength of the man. Like a beast, roaring like one too. The breath goes out of him, he's winded. McGrath stands over him, holding up a fist the size of a sledgehammer. You're lucky I'm too smart to mark you. You don't come near me again. And the big man heads towards the exit. The exit where Nell is standing, legs spread, arms across her chest. Ivan can't breathe, can't move, his eyes wide. She should have drawn her gun. Toxic says nothing, just extends a hand to brush her aside. Ivan watches spellbound as Toxic goes to pass her, watches as Nell takes his hand, twists it, using her weight for leverage, wrenching it up behind him, shoving it up high, all in an instant, all before the man can react. Ivan hears something pop, then McGrath shriek as Nell turns him, then the sound of his face smashing into the poker machine, shattering the visage of the Aztec god. Then nothing for half a second, just Nell breathing hard, and then lights and bells and whistles of joy, the sound of magic, the promised land, come at last to the gambling pit of the Drover's Rest. The old woman and the fat man, not distracted by the fight, turn to witness the miracle. McGrath's head has won the jackpot. Nell looks down at Ivan, still on the floor. Don't you bloody dare.